Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how God likes to get our attention. I'm going to read to you from Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, which reads this. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." The Bible tells us that at the time God got the attention of Moses, Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law. The grammar of the original Hebrew suggests that keeping the sheep was his occupation for a long time. For 40 years, Moses lived as an obscure shepherd out in the desert. At this point in his life, he was so humble that he didn't even have a flock of his own sheep to call his own. The sheep belonged to his father-in-law. One day, Moses brought the sheep to Horeb, which was called the Mountain of God. The mountain was also later called Mount Sinai. Now, the name Horeb probably means desert or desolation, giving us an idea of the terrain. In the middle of no place, Moses saw something amazing, a bush that was burning, but it wasn't being burnt up. Now, again, it wasn't just that Moses saw a bush burning. Apparently, it's not uncommon for plants like this to spontaneously ignite out in that kind of desert. But two things were distinctive about that burning bush. First, the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses from the midst of the bush. Second, though the bush burned, the bush was not consumed in its fire. The bush was burning, but not being burnt up, and it was a magnetic sight to Moses. It drew him in for a closer examination. Now, some people have said that the burning bush here is a picture of God's grace, which draws us to him. I mean, look at the picture. It was a thorn bush, because the original Hebrew word comes from the word to stick or to prick. So this meant a thorn bush or a bramble bush. Thorns are a figure associated with the curse, because Adam was cursed to bring forth thorns and thistles from the earth, according to Genesis chapter 3, verse 18. So we have a picture of the curse being burned, that's a picture of judgment, without being consumed. So that's a picture of God's mercy and grace. But notice this. The miraculous sight in itself did not accomplish God's purpose. God did not speak to Moses until he had the attention of Moses. It says that when the Lord saw that he turned, that Moses spoke, that God spoke to Moses. Friend, there can be amazing, miraculous things going on all around us. But God often won't speak to us until we turn to him and listen. Do you want God to speak to you? Then give him your full attention by turning yourself toward his word. And then you're in a good place to hear God speak to you. And you can hear it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.